Happy, happy new month, everyone, wherever place you may be listening in. It is the Craze Podcast once again with a brand new episode in this brand new month. Of course, with the Nemes, they just had to pick out themselves. Isaac Sava and Isaac Sevolime. And of course, with the girl, the one and only, Zaza. Yes, the beautiful one. I'm so sorry, I keep complimenting myself. Oh, life is too short. Have to compliment yourself every day. So anyway, it's a brand new episode, and this episode is called the Craze Podcast Checklist for an Ideal Politician. Yes, we will be talking about the roles and what exactly these politicians that you're gonna cast for are supposed to be doing. Yes, so what you're supposed to look out for, what our definition of an ideal politician is. So keep listening in, and before I forget anything, we have some new sponsors on the Craze Podcast. It is exciting that our community and our podcast is growing. So yes, and if you have any little businesses, anything, we support your hustle. Banange, guys, we really do. So please, we have a new website. Reach out to us on our social media pages. Reach out to us so that we can advertise for you at good money, at affordable money. We are not expensive, my people. We are not that. So you can reach out to us and let's work out something so that we can have something. So anyway, I am talking a lot. Keep listening in, and it's going to be an amazing podcast.
This is a Craze Podcast brought to you by Isaac, Sava and Zaza. Today we are not able to be with Zaza because of the COVID situation and everything. So she's going to join us scientifically.
We'd like to appreciate the fact that you always come in to listen in to the Craze Podcast for all the episodes you've done. I mean, we get a lot of feedback from you guys.
Yes. So thank you for the feedback on all our social media platforms. We are grateful. This particular episode is proudly sponsored by De Cafe Crochet Fashions and Designs.
I mean, De Cafe. Like the French say, is it a French thing? De Cafe. Something like that.
De Cafe is actually something different, but this one is De Cafe.
Actually, fine.
Yeah, anyway, we'll tell you more about our sponsors later on in the show. How have you been?
Very, very, very fine. Yesterday was in the celebration, and you don't know how much fun I had. Very auspicious occasion.
Thank you for not inviting me. He keeps not inviting. He did, like, he's going to say, he's going to defend himself.
I won't.
Because that he invited me, but he didn't invite me enough. If someone really wants to invite you, they will beg you to come.
You wanted me to kneel down.
No, not kneel down. Like, inquire why I can't come. Anyway.
Was it a healthy
hug? It's the 1st of August, which is probably something we should have mentioned at the start of the show. But it's a Craze Podcast week.
I mean, and I would like to say, the Craze Podcast would like to congratulate His Majesty the Governor of Uganda.
It's definitely.
I mean, it's 27 years since his coronation, way back in 1993. Sabasajja Kabaka Awangale. And, I mean,
Buganda, were you invited to the to the ceremony? You keep telling the listeners, okay, maybe you don't keep telling them, but you keep telling me that you are Duke. So did you get an invitation?
I could be a Duke, man.
So finally the cat is out of the bag. You're not a Duke after all.
Wait, you thought it was official?
Yes.
I think I'm thinking about getting into that royal family. No, I mean the
British. Wait. You failed to get into our simple Buganda kingdom. Kingdom Royal Family, and now you want to boy can dream. Anyway, this particular episode is motivated by the current political situation in Uganda, given to the fact that our general elections are in 2021, 5 months away, and there's a lot of political activity going on, people joining political parties, leaving political parties, new political actors coming onto the scene,
and a lot of some retiring propaganda.
And the fact that we have the coronavirus situation and what it requires for us to keep it at bay, and now elections, and you know, we all know what comes with elections, campaigns and everything. So there's a lot of talk and
discussion on whether we need these elections or we shouldn't. Actually, some other players think, yes, in the face of democracy and in the name of
it all.
Which is why
we need to have these elections as they are. I mean, other countries have done it. For example,
which is why
Burundi conducted around April.
Singapore also did. Singapore also had elections. Plus, I think a few other countries have. Plus, the US is having elections this year as well.
Is it this year or next year?
This year in November. Am I wrong? This year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've had the very, very busy. Anyhow, we are not here to talk about the US.
So, we only thought it prudent to give you the Craze Podcast checklist of an ideal politician.
I call it the P Craze Podcast list.
I don't call it that, and it's not going to appear
you don't
on
call
our artwork like that. It's going to be the Craze Podcast
checklist
of an ideal politician. So what we have essentially just 4 points of what you should look out for before you give someone your vote, because your vote really counts. Your vote determines whether you'll have the services you ought to have. Your vote determines the amount of tax you're going to be paying for a particular product. Your vote determines, it even goes as far as the amount of value added tax you're going to be paying, the amount of pay as you earn tax, and all these other things, it really affects you all around. So,
no, maybe perhaps before we get into the point, Isaac, are you running for anything? I mean, they've created a lot of slots for political
46 new constituencies. No, I'm not.
Why? I mean, you have a national ID. You're over 18 years. You have some education. You've acquired.
We have a podcast. It could be a platform for me to campaign.
I mean, you have a platform. I mean, we're talking about scientific campaigning.
No, I would not. Because of various reasons. One, I don't have the money for that.
You're broke.
Okay, we're going to the first point. I am not going to allow to be defamed like this. The first point is that it's necessary for you to find out the responsibilities of the office that a particular politician is running for. And why that is important is besides burning to tell us.
Are you sure? Anyways, it's important to know the responsibilities attached to that particular position. For example, if it is an MP, if it is a local LC1, if it is a councillor, in that regard, you need to know that, hey, this one is supposed to do A, B, C, D, such that in the long run, this candidate cannot come out to say, I'm going to buy for you aircraft for this entire village, you know? Or I'm going to build a school.
They don't dupe you into telling you that they can do certain things that the office can't. So if you know what an MP does, if you know what a mayor does, if you know what a councillor ought to do, if you know what a president can and cannot do.
Because why this thing has made it to our list is that we've had a lot of situations whereby the voters say, no, this promise us this.
They're not doing it. And the voters maybe sometimes expect roads to be constructed by people who don't have the mandate to construct roads.
And for a record, this thing happened, I think, in this current tenure of MPs. They've been running adverts that, you know what, an MP does not build school, does not attend funerals, does not fundraise for weddings.
The parliament itself has been running.
The parliament. So this is why we say, or we think that, you know what, go an extra mile, find out what this office is doing. However, the people in villages or
who don't have access to this information,
who don't have access to the information, what is there? What is
what's the solution for them?
Isaac, you're brilliant. Tell us.
Why do you resort to put me in this?
No, like, I know this topic. I mean, you've been a politician before. I mean, you've ran.
I think the best
I don't know how you did for, it.
I think the best thing for the people in the village, the thing they can
Isaac,
do
is, did you lie about what you could do and what you could not do? Because I think we can get to begin from there.
That shouldn't even be a question. I'm so insulted by that you ask me something. Did I lie?
Okay. Okay, did you tell your voters what you would do, yet at the back of your mind you knew that you couldn't do, just in the name of persuading them? Because this is what actually happens to these people. Despite the fact that we are telling them, you know what, go an extra mile. But I would like to go on to the side of the politicians. They need the vote. Some
well, I'm not in the position to give you
to
an answer that's
white
going to...
lies.
Listen, I'm not in the position to give you an answer that's going to come off as objective. It's going to come off as an answer that sides with me, but I believe it's the truth, and here it is. I don't see a reason why I would be telling someone I'm going to do something, yet I can't do it. Because at the end of the day, I'm the one who's going to look like a fool. These politicians don't seem to see that, because they think, oh, well, I will have got into the position, got my money, what's the worst thing that this person can do to me? All the electorate.
And actually, there is
that's the other thing that we, people who vote, we need to learn how to bring these people to book. Don't just demand for a bribe from them, money or something like that, or they give you whatever it is they've given you.
Have you been bribed? So have you taken a bribe for just to vote for someone?
Unfortunately not.
Mm.
Did you hear what I said? I said unfortunately not, because that would be the best money to get. That's the easiest money to get. I don't mean that's the easiest money to get in terms of there are very many people willing to give it. I'm just saying, you get the money, but it shouldn't blind you in terms of I should give this person my vote simply because.
Sometimes you need to better your life instantly for like 15 minutes.
You could say that, but you should, if they want to give you the money, I mean, I find in money. Our economic situation, it would be very unfair for me to now start telling you don't take that money, because
deep inside, you know yourself.
I would take that money. I would take that money, but I would not give someone my vote. After all, it's a secret ballot. I would not give you my vote based on the fact that you've given me money, because it's a chain of events. If you've given me money, meaning if you're also given money to give a contract to someone who shouldn't even be getting the contract. I mean, a government contract to maybe build a road or something like that.
Okay, in a nutshell, the voters need to be careful or need to find out which what they can get from a particular person in regard to the position they are aspiring for, right?
Yes.
Then number two on our list, that made it to our list, what a candidate stands for.
And what do you mean by that?
And in this regard, we are looking at stuff like integrity, honesty, character. Has it been
how exactly are you going to tell someone's character? Because everyone's going to come and tell you all these nice things of what they're going to do, of what the current person who is in that particular position has not done, and how things can be better. So how are you going to tell someone's integrity?
Well, I feel like some the bad things always come out. It's not like you can always put on the good good humble person or good virtuous person.
Yeah, so some people don't really take the effort to hide these bad things, so they're in plain sight. But for those who are, maybe it may be a little hard, look at their, if it's someone who has a political history, look at their political history. What kind of person have they been? What kind of decisions have they made in the past? Are they the kind of person who's always in wrangles? Look at those wrangles, because I mean, it's very hard to be in politics and not have wrangles.
Then secondly, maybe perhaps, what is their role in community? Have they been very, very active in the community? Is it something to look at?
I mean, people still do those things and still turn out to be the worst of leaders.
Sure. It can, maybe they turn, it's situations that, because if we find someone who has been,
for instance,
doing charity.
Exactly, I don't think someone doing charity should be a consideration for the, are a person of integrity. Because, I mean, what does it take to really give to charity?
Just takes a big heart, Isaac. Not very
it takes a big heart that doesn't speak to integrity at all. It doesn't speak to integrity when you put into a position of power to maybe deal with public funds, to deal with public procurement or anything like that, or to deal with big decisions. It doesn't.
But I think this thing is more or less very, very private and very hard to discover.
Yes, it's very hard to discover, but you need to really do it. And I mean, the best things come to those who really try. So make an effort to find out about the person you want to cast your vote in favor of. And integrity is really important, because at the end of the day, even when this person is between a rock and a hard place, I mean the politician,
they can choose to stand on the right position.
Yes, they will not be easily be bribed or not do the right thing. And what's really sad is that most of the things that our leaders or our politicians do are not even, can't, don't make sense in terms of why did you even take this bribe when you earn all this money? Why are you doing all these things?
Because, okay, there are so many other stories regarding integrity. Does it also include stuff like nepotism or sectarianism?
It does. It very much so does. Because you are placing someone at
a peak of power, and yes, they're able to choose who gets what, not
based on merit, and they have to make these decisions, and they have to base them on merit, and they are not doing so. It also goes to the point of someone just doing their job. Some people just don't do what they're supposed to do. They've not been bribed. Nothing is wrong. Not that they don't have enough funds, but they're just not doing their best. They're just doing the bare minimum.
And is family background anything to look at or to consider? Because I'm thinking it could be turn out the best thing, considering the fact that, hey, we've seen...
Family background as a way to look at someone's integrity?
No, family background as a way of being an ideal politician or an ideal leader.
I don't think so. Because, I mean, my dad could be a very good politician, and I'm just his spoiled son.
But that happens.
Who just also wants to get into politics, because my dad wants to get into politics. And I've also found out that, oh, there's big money here. I might as well just take part into the politics. And my dad has already laid down the foundation for me.
He has really made a name for your family, and it is all clear. I mean,
if it was the family running for office, then yes. But now that it is not, I don't think I'd give someone. But there is a portion of the electorate that give votes based on the fact that someone has a wife and a family, and he's taking good care of them, or who comes
what
from.
What does that symbolize? Because if they are willing to give
some sort of responsibility, and someone who can sort of be accountable. But in this day and age, I don't really think people really keep up a good image, family image. For sure, you don't know what goes on behind closed doors. You don't know whether this is the person who batters the wife. And even if they really don't, I'm not saying they shouldn't. Someone shouldn't be married to run for office or something like that. And that maybe someone having a wife or a good family doesn't speak to them having responsibility. I'm just saying it shouldn't be at the forefront, or it shouldn't blind you as a reason for you to vote for someone.
However, I feel like one can draw inspiration from it. I feel like if your dad was a good leader and you come up to contest, for example, if your dad was honest, and very many voters really look at that family background, and looking at our...
That's where I don't agree. If that's the reason, I don't think that should be a consideration at all. I think the consideration should be in terms of you have a wife and maybe you have kids, and you're taking good care of them, and you're responsible. You are a responsible father.
Not the rest of grandfather.
And husband. Not in the sense of, oh, I have my grandfather who was a politician. It does, and it's one of those things like appearance. Appearances can be deceptive and misleading, but they matter a great deal. That is why campaigns, everything matters in terms of color and all that. So it matters, but it shouldn't, unfortunately.
So it's something to be careful about. Because it happens, you know, that very many voters really look at those things. And the other thing, I think maybe before we go onto our third, we would like to remind you that this particular episode is proudly sponsored by Isaac
Dika Crochet Fashions and Designs.
I mean, these people bring you wonderful products, including the crochet ponchos and sweaters, and they come in very different colors, very beautiful colors.
They can be tailored to your size, tailored to your preference.
Then we also have crochet slippers, bed stockings, the crochet
those ones pass. What crochet slippers are sort of slippers that you can wear as you go to bed to keep your feet warm,
very very warm on those very much cold days.
They have Isaac, crochet have baby booties. Yes, I do actually have a pair. I will show
you should
designers.
Give me some.
Why can't you buy from them?
Anyway, they also make backpacks.
And by all these products are very affordable. You'll be shocked with the prices.
They come, you can order them on this, calling on this number. It is 0777-077237. Back to our pointers. Education background.
Yes.
Before voting, need I look at the education background of this candidate? who wants to run for president, who wants to run for MP, who wants to run for area councillor or even mayor.
Yes, because I think it goes without saying, of course, that you don't want, it goes without saying that no one who is illiterate should be in a position of power.
Or maybe you mean knowledge is power.
Yes, so I feel like we should put people who are competent in positions of power. And competence comes at very many different levels. So if you have, let's say, three candidates, okay, let's say two candidates, and one of them has a senior six certificate, and the other has a master's
in something.
In mathematics, let's say mathematics. Is mathematics someone?
Yeah.
There's some fancy word for it, but it's generally mathematics.
So people have masters in English, people have masters in biology.
So yes. So masters in mathematics, I would give my vote to that person after considering everything as well, because let's not forget our first point of what is this person going to be required to do as their responsibilities once in office. So those responsibilities, you think about them in terms of their education background as well, that this is, say, an MP who's going to need to be reading an auditor's report and make sense of it. And this is an auditor's report, say, of the finance ministry that has very many figures. Definitely someone who has a master's in mathematics would be someone I vote for, and not someone in senior six. Not to say that a person who has a senior six certificate is incompetent, but just that this one is more competent. That's just what it is.
Just bearing on education background.
Yes, that's what it is. And it also speaks to their ability to solve issues. Political issues,
but then that would be quite different, because someone might have the books,
mm-hmm.
but they do not actually have the power. What is it called? The spark to really deal with other people. Because I'm imagining there tends to be a lot of teamwork regarding politics.
That's why I think very many people. It's important for us to tell our listeners that all these points are not
entirely successful.
Mutually exclusive. They don't stand alone. They can't stand alone. You shouldn't base on just one of them to vote for someone. One of them could be the deciding factor between two candidates that you're conflicted about, but you shouldn't decide based on only one of them. I don't know if that makes sense.
It does make sense. However, so you're trying to say that in the event that you have a senior six, a person with a senior six qualification running on the same position with a PhD holder, it would be advisable for some to vote for one with a PhD holder.
Without a doubt.
Because of the knowledge they might be having, right?
Without a doubt.
Okay. We shall end at that. However, it goes back to what you think you want in a leader. If you can afford to vote that leader because of their education background, well and good. Then point number four and lastly is the intellect of the person. How do we see intellect, Isaac? Because it is not something very, very tangible or that can be written.
I think you can determine someone's intellect from what they've been doing in the past. And what I mean by that is, if they've not been a politician before, what have they been engaged in? What have they been doing? So that will speak, and how well have they been doing it? That will speak to their intellect and whether they are competent individuals to put in a position of power.
Okay. Isaac, then the other question that popped out here in my social media, because I was thinking, how best can you compare politicians before, for example, the likes of Mandela and the politicians now? Is there anything similar? Or is there anything simple? I think I'm diverting a bit, but
it is... politicians before.
Okay, let me say, like,
before what?
Okay, in the past year, like 20 years ago. Okay, looking at, for example, Mandela.
I don't know. I don't think that's a comparison I can make for one big reason. There are a lot of cards on the board that get into politics right now, which wasn't really the case maybe in the past or 20 years ago. Right now we have things like social media, we have things like money, which count a great deal, we have things like culture, which is changing very fast. So maybe, but 20 years ago social media wasn't really something to consider. And in Uganda, maybe the argument someone could be thinking that, well, it's only just a very small portion of the electorate that can access social media, but it sort of counts. If it wasn't for social media, there are very many of these politicians who would not even be running, maybe because social media has maybe hyped them up.
Mm.
So the political scene would be different, would be very different. It's without a doubt that social media, and not only social media, media platforms, radio stations. But 20 years ago, there were very few radio stations, very few TV stations, and all these kinds of things. So there's a lot that went into being a there's a lot that goes into being a politician now than then.
Okay.
So I can't really compare that.
Alright, so we're back to intellect. I was thinking of how can you vote a celebrity?
Because they've been a celebrity before and now they want to be a politician.
Yes.
I wouldn't, because, for instance, if EPAS decides to run for president.
Goodness, this discussion of EPAS again. Anyway.
This is only probably the fifth time we're mentioning EPAS, but we should probably mention him more. But if EPAS decided to run for president, and I would probably give him my vote because I like his music. And not because he's a competent leader. And that would be me being biased by who he has been before. So much as to determine someone's intellect, to look at who they've been before, to determine their intellect, that should in no way completely blind you to other things that could possibly make them...
better leader?
No. A leader not worth voting for. So it could even be just someone who's a doctor. And because maybe you know they've been a very good doctor to you and your family or in the community, you're now giving them your vote, yet you don't know that they're probably not good team players. They probably don't know how to lobby for funds and projects and all these different things which are needed. So they will fail at their duty, not because they are bad people per se, but just because they don't have the prerequisite requirements of being a leader. So yeah, would I vote for a celebrity?
It wouldn't come out very easy. Anyways, that is all we had for you. And regarding the point of intellect, you always know. I think you always know that someone is wise when they speak, and once you sit down to listen to them or even analyze what they are saying. So dear listeners, thank you for being here.
Go and follow us on our social media platforms. We are on Twitter, and the handle is at Kraze is KRAZE _ podcast. We are on Instagram. The handle is the dot Kraze podcast.
Remember, this episode has been proudly brought to you by the Deka Crochet. Deka Crochet Fashions and Designs. Dealers in or makers of crochet coin purse, among other products. Make sure you contact them for information on these and more products. Deliveries allowed on this number
0777-077-237. If you would like to get in touch with us, I've already mentioned the handles for any other business.
Till then, we are the Craigs Podcast, and off we go.